From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. In Jacksonville, a judge declared a mistrial on the charge of murder for Michael Dunn, who was accused in the shooting death of African-American teenager Jordan Davis in a dispute over loud music. NPR's Greg Allen reports the jury found Dunn guilty on four other charges.
The jury was unable to reach a verdict on the charge that the 47-year-old Dunn, who's white, murdered 17-year-old Jordan Davis. They found him guilty on four other charges of attempted murder and shooting into a vehicle, which combined carry a minimum sentence of 75 years. Dunn was parked alongside an SUV containing Davis and three other black teenagers when he says he asked them to turn down their loud music. Dunn says Davis threatened him, raised a shotgun, and began to get out of his car. That's when Dunn pulled his handgun and fired 10 shots, three of which hit and killed Davis. No other witnesses saw Davis get out of the car, and no weapon was found. Dunn's defense lawyer says he plans to appeal the three attempted murder convictions, that his client's claim of self-defense under Florida's Stand Your Ground law should also exonerate him on those charges. Prosecutors say they intend to retry Dunn on the murder charge. Greg Allen, NPR News.
Another big snowstorm is moving across the Northeast. NPR's Jim Howard reports forecasters say some areas could get up to 18 additional inches of snow.
Punxsutawney Phil clearly has bragging rights for predicting six more weeks of winter. In Massachusetts, Governor Deval Patrick says at its peak, the storm is expected to dump up to 4 inches of snow an hour.
It really isn't possible for us to keep the roads clear and safe given the rate of snowfall. So we are asking people to stay off the roads from 5 o'clock this afternoon until 5 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Boston has 600 snowplows and trucks on the streets. Forecasters say Connecticut could see 8 to 10 inches, eastern Massachusetts and Rhode Island 10 to 14, and Maine could get another foot and a half of new snow. Jim Howard, NPR News, Washington.
Speaking in the weekly GOP address today, Florida Congressman Tom Rooney is critical of cuts to the popular Medicare Advantage program as a result of the new health care law. He warns the cuts would limit options for seniors.
Millions of seniors are now paying more money for fewer choices, less access, and far less peace of mind. This goes well beyond a glitch or a pocketbook issue. This is a breach of faith.
Medicare Advantage is seen as an alternative to the traditional Medicare program. Meanwhile, President Obama's weekly address, he asked Americans to pressure lawmakers on whether they would raise the minimum wage. North Carolina officials are giving Duke Energy Company 10 days to come up with a plan to fix another potentially leaky pipe. One of the company's drain pipes collapsed more than a week ago, causing a massive toxic spill. This is NPR News. Apple has begun naming and shaming suppliers it believes may be sourcing questionable minerals from conflict zones such as the Democratic Republic of Congo. NPR's Ophavia Gwistarkton reports electronics firms are under pressure from human rights campaigners to use their leverage to force suppliers to change how they operate.
Gold, tin, tungsten, tantalum, minerals used in electronic devices and mined in turbulent eastern Congo, often by marauding militiamen. The first published list by Apple details 104 suppliers it says were not verified for compliance with ethical guidelines. Instead of boycotting minerals from the region, in a move Apple claims could have devastating consequences for the local economy, the company says it's cooperating with third-party auditors to identify good and bad minds. Last year, rights activists hailed as a brave first step existing bag and tag systems used by tin and tantalum industries sourcing in Congo and neighboring Rwanda. Ophavia Gwistarkton, NPR News, Lagos.
The UN mediator in Syrian peace talks is apologizing to the Syrian people for the lack of progress after the latest round ended abruptly in Geneva today. He's criticizing the Syrian government for refusing to address the creation of a transitional government. But the head of Syria's UN delegation, Bashar al-Jafari, blames other parties at the talks for the failure.
Everybody is trying his best to undermine the whole process. Either Israel.
There's no word on when talks will resume. This is NPR.